While hearing about the extraordinary prowess of Indrajit, Ram and Lakshman uttered exclamations of great wonder. Then Ram again inquired, "O best of the rishis, Agastya, was there ever an instance of a kshatriya who was able to defeat Ravana?" "My dear Ram, once, while wandering over the earth, Ravana came to the city of Mahishmati, which was ruled over by Kartavirya Arjuna, king of the Haihayas. That day, Kartavirya Arjuna had gone to the river Narmada to enjoy himself in the water with many attractive women. Thus, when Ravana inquired from a minister about Kartavirya Arjuna's whereabouts, he was informed that the king had gone out. Ravana then departed, and after going to Vindhya Mountain, he came to the banks of the Narmada. Stepping down from the Pushpaka chariot, Ravana sat down on the shore with his ministers. "This holy river is very glorious. You should all take a ritualistic bath to relieve yourselves of all sinful reactions. Meanwhile, I shall engage in the worship of Lord Shiva. Bring me some flowers so I may make an offering." And while the ministers looked for mountain flowers for Ravana's offering, Ravana took his bath and chanted Gayatri Mantra. Coming out of the water, Ravana took off his wet clothes and put on new white garments. Ravana always kept a Shiva Linga with him, and now he placed the deity in the sand and began dancing in ecstasy before it, waving his arms about. Kartavirya Arjuna was a short distance downstream, sporting with his female companions. Desiring to test the strength of his 1,000 arms, Kartavirya Arjuna began to block the flow of the water. Thus, the water backed up, overflowing its banks and washing away Ravana's flowers just as he was about to offer them in worship. At this, Ravana angrily summoned Shuka and Sarana, ordering them to find out the cause of the unnatural flow of the river. Rising into the air, the ministers went downstream. When they had gone only 4 miles, they saw Kartavirya Arjuna playfully blocking the river's flow. When Ravana heard this, he immediately set out for battle, accompanied by all his ministers. While going along, Ravana saw numerous inauspicious omens. Still, without being deterred in the least, Ravana soon came within Kartavirya Arjuna's vicinity. And when Kartavirya Arjuna's ministers approached him, Ravana ordered, "Announce my arrival to your king and tell him that I have come to challenge him to fight." "Excuse me, it is not proper for you to challenge Kartavirya Arjuna while he is intoxicated and in the company of women. Therefore, please spend the night here, and in the morning then you can fight. However, if you are so impatient that you cannot wait, then you will have to defeat us before approaching our master." Responding to their challenge, Ravana's ministers immediately killed and devoured the ministers of Kartavirya Arjuna. The army of Kartavirya Arjuna then rushed at the intruders, but they too were soon exterminated. The survivors then hastily went to report what had happened to Kartavirya Arjuna himself. Upon hearing this, Kartavirya Arjuna got out of the water, grabbed his club, and began to drive away the Rakshasas. Prahasta daringly stood up to Kartavirya Arjuna and hurled the flaming mace. The Haihoya king deftly deflected it with his own mace, and then severely struck Prahasta, knocking him to the ground. Seeing Prahasta fallen, Ravana's other ministers ran away in fear. Ravana then rushed at Kartavirya Arjuna, and they proceeded to violently strike each other with their clubs. However, neither grew tired. Then Kartavirya Arjuna hurled his club against Ravana's chest. Although the club broke into pieces, Ravana was thrown backwards a bow length, crying out as he fell to the ground in agony. Kartavirya Arjuna quickly rushed forward and, after catching hold of Ravana, tied him up with strong rope. The demigods were elated to witness this heroic feat. Thus they showered Kartavirya Arjuna with flowers while continually praising him. Prahasta and the other Rakshasas then rushed forward while throwing torrents of weapons. However, Kartavirya Arjuna simply caught all these weapons in his hands and drove away the Rakshasas. He then took the captive Ravana and entered Mahishmati. When Pulastya heard that his grandson was now being held captive, he went personally to meet Kartavirya Arjuna. When the ministers saw the great Rishi descending from the heavens, they hurriedly informed the Haihoya king of his arrival. Kartavirya Arjuna then came before Pulastya with folded hands. After providing him with a royal reception, he asked, "O foremost of illustrious personalities, of what service can I be to you?" "Yes, kindly release the Rakshasa king, for you have proven that your power far excels his." And without even uttering a word, Kartavirya Arjuna released Ravana. The ruler of the Haihoyas also gave the Rakshasa king various presents, thus forming an alliance between the two. Finally, Kartavirya Arjuna bowed down before Pulastya and then entered his palace, while the son of Lord Brahma, Pulastya, ascended into the sky.